From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Activists known as the Medicaid 23 returned to the Missouri Capitol yesterday, 4 years and 2 days after staging a demonstration in the Senate's Visitors Gallery calling on lawmakers to expand Medicaid. This time, they sat quietly while Democratic Senator Kiki Kroes of Kansas City paid tribute to them. They were convicted of misdemeanor trespassing, though 16 were pardoned. Reverend Esther Holzendorf of Kansas City is one of the Medicaid 23. She says the state is still not doing enough for the poor.
I don't see things changing. I just see them getting worse. There are some real horror stories about people suffering as a result of just not being able to get to the doctor and get a proper diagnosis.
Holzendorf and other Medicaid 23 members are now calling on lawmakers to reject bills that would require food assistance recipients to work in order to receive benefits. State Representative Shamed Dogan is confident that professional hair braiders in Missouri will soon get relief from regulations that he says are excessive. The state House and Senate have both passed a bill he sponsored to reduce the training requirements. Dogan has been trying to get the bill passed for years.
Right now, you have to have 1,500 hours of a cosmetology license to become a hair braider for compensation in the state of Missouri. And the cosmetology schools that you go to don't teach hair braiding.
Governor Eric Greitens still needs to take action on the bill. Dogan noted that Greitens has highlighted the hair braiding requirement in speeches as an example of unnecessary regulation. Governor Eric Greitens' felony invasion of privacy trial is set to begin next week. But Jason Rosenbaum reports that one lawmaker believes the outcome of the case won't help Greitens salvage his political career.
Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo of a woman he had an affair with without her consent. And some Republican lawmakers have held off on signing on to a special session for possible impeachment to see how that case plays out. But Republican State Representative Shamed Dogan of Baldwin says Greitens remains in political jeopardy regardless of what happens at his trial.
You should not have to wait for a governor to be convicted of a felony before you could move to possibly impeach. I mean, under that standard, you would have a Governor Harvey Weinstein or a Governor Bill Cosby up until last week, or a Governor O.J. Simpson.
Greitens is also facing a felony charge for obtaining a fundraising list from a veterans charity without its permission and using that information to raise money for his 2016 campaign. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The Missouri House has moved to expand who can carry concealed weapons into schools. The bill, approved yesterday in an 85-59 vote, would allow school districts to designate any employee as a school protection officer, which would make them eligible to carry concealed firearms into schools. Currently, only teachers and administrators can be designated as school protection officers. The measure would also increase training requirements to become a protection officer. Proponents say this could improve safety in the event of a school shooting, especially in isolated schools. Opponents say it could lead to unqualified people being armed around children. The bill now heads to the Senate. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.